Chapter 23, Jimmy. Not long after, and we get the Three Stooges turning up like before, Brian, Mariah, and Judith, all of them their usual fun-to-be-with selves. Except right now, I will take any help I can get. What can bees give us? Honey asked them, all businesslike.
You looking at it, man, Brian says. We, the cavalry. Bees is very concerned by this development, Judith adds. Her voice is high and short on inflection. She calculates the eventual result of Thompson's cerebral land grab will be the end of Hell City as a functioning entity, which is a lot of words when all you're saying is we're fucked.
So, what's that to her? I say sourly. She's got her escape plan already, right? Got you all loaded on the rockets. It's all fun and games for the Interplanetary Explorer Division.
Interstellar, Judith corrects me, and Mariah butts in. Bees still wants to preserve herself here. We still want to preserve ourselves here. Just because there's a copy doesn't mean the original goes anywhere.
Brian sends a guilty look at me, which means no sense until I realize it's actually at Honey. Because, of course, when they made a copy of her, the original did go somewhere. Namely, to whatever final reward dead cyborg bears go to.
Right now, Bee's lying low, Brian explains. The man here go for her, she gonna fight back. She don't want to bring any sooner than need be. Got rockets to prepare, like the man say.
But no army of giant robot bees come to liberate Hell City, I finish for him.
We on our own, agrees Brian.
So, what good are you?
Sugar demands.
Bees stopped the download and immunized us, Mariah tells her. And with everyone else taken over, we three represent about 95% of the technical enterprise in Hell City, which shows how little she rates Sugar, Marmalade, and me.
But right now, I mean, what the fuck do we even do?
Go get supplies. Go to one of the science stations, abandon ship, Judith suggests flatly.
What about the bioforms? I put in. Everyone looks at me like they were about to have an adult conversation, and I'm demanding a biscuit, and I'm getting really tired of that. He ain't in the bioforms, and well, there are more humans than they got guns, but there's a whole load of bears and dogs and weasels and dragons in Hell City.
So, you want some expendable troops? Mariah asks.
It's their city, too, I point out. I mean, why aren't they up in arms already? I would be.
They're working, Brian says. They're still digging. They know something happened, but not what. They doing what they told, man.
More than that, Mariah adds. They're doing what Rufus tells them.
Sheriff Rufus?
Sugar's eyes go mean and narrow. He's still got her friend.
We seen it on the way over, Brian agrees. Posse gone around giving orders. Posse's still loyal to admin, way I see it. You know how old Rufus get about keeping order?
I reckon he'll kill them off,
Mariah eyes up Marmalade.
Send them on dangerous missions. Send them out to the edge. Maybe not let them back in when they push their mods to the limit. He knows he can't hack them. That makes them a threat, even if they never turn on him.
I reckon an angry bear's gonna get in no matter what you do, is my contribution. Don't reckon that goes well for Thompson. Although it doesn't go well for anyone, in my imagination. I see the guns going off as the desperate bioform work crews try to break through the very walls they built. I see irreparable damage done to the city. Irreparable because there's nobody left with the skills to repair it. Do the Thompsons turn inward then? Try to cajole their crazy mind prisoners to come up with solutions? Does each one become a jailer who needs this solitary confinement prisoner's cooperation? And what a fucking dilemma that'll be. Honey's been silent for a while, and now she chimes in over the speakers.
There's been a development on Earth.
Don't see that exactly matters right now,
Sugar decides.
It might affect just how extreme the Thompson dis-int here on Mars will become, given how little the man ever brooked a challenge to his authority. He's fallen. He's done. Meaning? New testimony has come in, backed by Headwear Records. Thompson's assistant, apparently. She was collared, but she got out of it somehow. She's witness to... He gave the order to kill Aslan and the other two who were found with him, and some scientist at Braintree, and more, a lot more. She's been living in Thompson's shadow for years. Everything went through her. She's in protective custody, and it's all coming out. I see people who were defending the man to the hilt just a few hours ago turning on him, denouncing him. He's done. On Earth, he's done.
On Mars, he's going to be pissed, I say.
Unless the Thompson here is glad to be free of the parent Thompson on Earth, Judith suggests. Honey, you shouldn't call him a dis-int. True distributed intelligence doesn't need to keep its units in line. Hugh Moss never did. Bees doesn't. Thompson knows himself well enough to know he'd stab himself in the back first chance he got. And you can bet the Earth Thompson reserved management privileges for himself. So what? The United States of Thompson up here declares independence? Sugar demands. What does that get us?
Gives us leverage, maybe, Brian puts in. This all he got. He gonna want to help it running.
You can't cut a deal with the man, honey again. I honestly don't think he has it in him to keep an agreement the moment he gains anything from breaking it. I think his personality went right into pathological liar and out the other side. You cannot engage in regular human interactions with a human metagamer. We have to destroy him. And we all wait for her to unveil her grand plan for how to do that. But apparently, the old bear ain't got that far. So fat lot of use she is. She and the 3B cultists fall to technical discussion then. And I'm tired and pop some stringer and Sugar's waving me over. Her and Marmalade have gone to the other corner of the hidey hole, where she set up a link and a little screen no bigger than her hand. And admittedly, I'm taking Honey with me. But with her voice coming out of the speaker over with Brian and co, it feels like I'm leaving her over there. What's doing? I ask. And Sugar says, I got Rufus. A beat.
As in, bite of short and curlies? From me.
Got a line to him, spoofed and rerouted every 2 minutes. And it's not as though he couldn't find us anyway, but he'd put a call out in the public announcement space. For me.
Because he's got murder, I finish, and she nods grimly, fingers of one hand buried in Marmalade's fur. I cast a nervous look at the three cultists, still in deep discussion, which is dumb because Honey is likely listening to us even as she argues with them. So, what's he saying, Rufus, I mean?
Nothing yet. Have an open voice, just... Pinged him to say, I saw his card on that mat.
And you need me for this? Why?
We are about to open negotiations with the new management, Jimbles. Or at least its bitch. And screw the dead bear, and screw the bees traitors. You and me and Marmalade. We're the people, right? We get to ask a dog man just what the fuck.
The look she gives me. I get a real... complicated reaction to it. This isn't Sugar lounging on a crate throne, being all pixie girl while her killer bears loom over you. This is Sugar with her back to the wall, but also Sugar realizing she's a part of something, a part of the Hell City dream we all somehow bought into back on Earth all those years ago. And it's her making me a part of that, too. Her making me someone that's part of us in her book, rather than just the them I always was before. And I want to scoff. I want to tell her that being us right now is a death sentence, because we are literally all the us there is on the whole planet. I want, basically, to be that self-same Jimmy Martin who slouched through his working life on Mars, pissing on everyone's parades because he never had one of his own. And I can't. Right here, right now, I realize Hell City was my parade. So long as I was part of the project, and no matter it was all for the rich folks and the investors and not for me, it was something I was proud of. I never knew until the fuckers took it away from me. Let's talk, dog, I say, and that gets me about 0.3 of a grin. Better than nothing. Finally, Sugar puts Rufus through to my receiver, so we're sharing the familiar roughness of his voice.
What, you share?
Sugar tells him.
If it's about that parking ticket, I got the money.
Dana, you are in a world of trouble right now, Rufus tells her. I always cut you slack back in the day. You know that, right?
Sure, Sheriff Rufus. Practically business partners. You need some data shifted? I hear that's whiz biz these days.
An awkward pause, and then, I'm going to find you, Sugar. There just aren't enough places to hide in Hell City.
You just close your eyes and start counting then,
Sugar says. And I can see her shaking, and if they hadn't modded it out of us, she'd be bucketing sweat. But her voice is oh so cool.
Was that what you wanted to ask me about? Because I just count to 100.
Or you can do 25 times if that's going to tax you. Rufus growls, but he's not mad. Sounds sad, even. Dana, I have murder here. Still with us, despite some fairly serious wounds. I do not want to do anything we'll all regret. Hey, Sheriff, I break in, mostly to give Sugar time to process. You, not noticing anything weird about the place today? Only, seems to me that we've been invaded by some serious crazy. You seeing any of that over your ways? Jimmy Martin, he names me. And I fight down the instinctive shiver. That ain't an answer, Sheriff. And for a long few heartbeats, there isn't an answer. And Sugar and I eye each other, because it's not like dog with a badge to pussyfoot around. We are under new management, Rufus tells us at last. Yes, things have changed, but that doesn't mean admin isn't still in charge. It doesn't mean I don't keep order. And right now, there's only one threat to public order, and that's you three, and whatever the fuck's in Jimmy's head. If you surrender yourselves peaceably, then I will guarantee nothing will happen to you, and murder will be fine too, Dana.
They collar you too, Sheriff?
I ask idly. No, they did not collar me.
And I hit a nerve there, sure enough.
You think a dog only does his duty when he's got no choice? Hell City needs stability, order, Jimmy. That is what I do, and I do it because it's the right thing. If people like you were left to run the show, we'd all have no air in 3 weeks. Now I'm giving you an ultimatum, kids. I got myself set up here at the gates of admin, and I've got murder here with me and some of my people. I want you to come over and say hello, because I have orders to bring you in by whatever means necessary. I do not want to have to use the means available to me. But I will, because right now you are threat number one to peace and order in my city.
We're really not,
Sugar says quietly, but Rufus cuts her off. I don't want to hear it. You've got an hour to show your faces, you two clowns and marmalade. And then the line cuts, and that's all we get. I'm guessing you caught that, I say to thin air. And sure enough, Honey's not been so deep in negotiations with the cult that she wasn't keeping an ear open. Even now, I see Brian, Mariah, and Judith heading out on some mission of their own, and I wonder just what the hell Bees and Bear have cooked up between them. You gonna be able to pull any magic out of your ass? I ask her. Turn Rufus's brain to mush or something?
He's not like your bad news bears, Honey says. Their software is much simpler than a full bioform, and I come pre-colored, without free will. But I can help. I can reason with him.
Oh, right. I can barely contain my enthusiasm. Sure, that'll work.
Let's just go, shall we?
She sounds insulted by my skepticism, but I reckon that, with her being dead and all, she's not the talker she thinks she is. It's hard to go the back ways right through to Admin's airlocked front door, on account of how when you get to that part of Hell City, it's all front ways. Sugar and I have a confab, and our best bet is the monorail system, which is all put in except for there not being any trains yet. But it is a road all over town, and maybe the bad guy, isn't thinking of it. Anyway, we see a whole load of people all marching around looking over their new domain, but they're all below us, under the arches of the tracks, or else above us on higher levels. And so we get quite far towards Admin before all the big billboards suddenly turn on. At first, I think, they found us. But it's all over Hell City, every single damn one. Information boards, advert boards, every public screen is showing the same face. Oh, Danny Boyd, I murmur, suddenly feeling wretched for a man who until now was doing way better in life than me. It's his face, but not his expression, and I guess we just found out who's Thompson Prime at the moment. Daniel Boyd got to run Admin back in the old regime, and I guess they got lazy with all that handshaking, because it's his body in the driving seat still, and so I guess his insistence of Thompson sitting on the sharp end of the pyramid. And he looks out with that weird smile, uncomfortable on a face never built for it, and says, "You're there, Honey the Bear. I worked it out. I know they sent you here. I'm hunting you, honey. Say something. I'm going to find you."